So today we're going to talk about you and T visas for vulnerable populations. And the first thing I will say is if in your practice you are currently not screening for U and T visas, I would highly encourage that you begin screening. It's just a couple of questions you can ask. Have you ever been a victim of assault? Have you ever had a protective order? Have you ever been in a labor situation where you were forced to do something? Have you ever not been paid for your work? And those simple screening questions can just be red flags for you. And from there, you can try and work out whether a person may actually qualify for a U visa or a T visa. We do this screening initially in our office. And a lot of the DACA cases that we've gotten, we've actually found out that individuals qualify for U visas. And it's great because then the person doesn't have to apply for DACA. They can apply for a U visa, and they can also include several family members as well. So if you're not doing that screening now, I would encourage you to do that. So I'm going to start first with the U visa, go through the U visa in general, and then talk about the T visa. So the U visa, the requirements can be found in the INA at 101A15U, and the regulations that are corresponding to that can be found at 214.14. So in order to be eligible for a U visa, you have to show that you are a victim of qualifying criminal activity, and we'll go through that list in just a second, and that you have been, are likely to be helpful in the detection, investigation, or prosecution of the criminal activity. So this means that if you report the crime that's been committed against you, the criminal activity that's occurred, or if you work a little bit with the police, or even if there isn't an arrest, or if there is a prosecution, even if there isn't a conviction, you can still be found helpful and you can still qualify for the U visa. So there's no requirement that there's a successful prosecution. There's no requirement that the police actually make an arrest, and there's no requirement that even after you report that the police actually take any other action because they might not be able to for whatever reason. That's that agency's decision, but the helpfulness requirement can still be fulfilled if your client goes in, makes a report, and states what happens with the criminal activity.